WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. If you're feeling like you're constantly running on empty, frazzled by the never-ending demands of life, then trust me, you're not alone. It's a common struggle in today's world, where we're bombarded with information and expectations from every direction. But guess what? There are real, actionable steps you can take to reclaim your mental well-being and live a more balanced, fulfilling life. That's what we're diving into today, practical strategies to boost your mental health, starting right now. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while your body's stuck in traffic? It's exhausting. We're constantly connected, juggling responsibilities, and trying to keep up with the pace of modern life. But neglecting our mental health is like ignoring a warning light on your dashboard. It might seem okay for a while, but eventually, things are going to come crashing down. So let's get real, folks. Here are 5 key takeaways that can make a world of difference in your mental well-being. First up, prioritize self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about consciously taking time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it as refueling your internal battery. This could be anything from going for a walk in nature to reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, or simply spending quality time with loved ones. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. Next, cultivate mindfulness. We live in a world of constant distractions, but true peace comes from being present in the moment. Mindfulness is about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Try practicing meditation or simply focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day. This can help calm your racing mind and reduce stress levels. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Mindfulness can be your anchor, grounding you in the present moment and allowing you to truly experience life. Thirdly, build strong social connections. Humans are social creatures by nature, and we thrive on connection. Make time for the people who matter most, friends, family, or even a supportive community group. Sharing experiences, offering support, and having meaningful conversations can boost your mood and create a sense of belonging. Remember, you don't have to go through life alone. Reach out, connect, and build those bridges. Now, let's talk about movement. It doesn't have to be a grueling gym session. Even light physical activity can make a huge difference for your mental health. Go for a walk, dance around your living room, or try some yoga. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. You know that feeling after a good workout when you feel energized and on top of the world? That's your body thanking you for taking care of it. Finally, seek professional help when needed. There's no shame in asking for support. Just like you wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a physical ailment, mental health deserves just as much attention. Therapists and counselors can provide invaluable guidance and coping strategies. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let's say you're feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines, family obligations, and the constant buzz of notifications. It's easy to get caught in a cycle of stress and anxiety. But what if you could hit the pause button and take control? Picture this. You step away from your desk, put on some calming music, and go for a 15-minute walk in nature. The fresh air clears your head, and you start to feel the tension melt away. you return to your work feeling refreshed and more focused. That's the power of applying these simple steps. So, remember, folks, mental well-being isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes conscious effort and commitment, but the rewards are immeasurable. Start small, celebrate your successes, and never hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. You've got this. And don't forget, share this episode with someone who might benefit from these tips. Let's create a ripple effect of positive change together. And until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and embracing a life of balance and well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.